Wix. It's where website creation meets AI and where your boldest ideas become real. It just takes one platform to build a site that looks great and does everything you need it to. And it just takes one person, you, to start taking care of business like a 10-person team. With AI tools for creating an entire website from scratch or testing new ways to make money, Wix is there with you from day one. Try it out now at wix.com.
Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Life is hard. There's going to be a lot of hard choices to make. Be very aware of others' feelings and emotions that you're letting come in and guide you, because you don't have to. You can make decisions all on your own for you and what's best for you. And that doesn't make you a bitch. Boundaries don't make you a bitch. Putting yourself first doesn't make you a bitch. And how many females struggle with that, right? Of like, oh my God, I gotta give. And if I don't, then it makes me look like a bad mom, or it makes me look like a bad friend or a bad teammate or whatever. And it doesn't. Everyone is responsible for themselves, because no one is coming to save you. Welcome to the Bond Life Podcast, where fitness, mindset, and real talk collide. This isn't just about workouts. It's about transforming your body, mind, and life. Get ready for unfiltered conversations, expert advice, and the motivation you need to level up in every way. Hey everyone, welcome to the Bomb Life Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. Welcome to the show. If you are brand new, you have landed on an incredible episode. Welcome. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back. You guys, we are in full swing summer. And this episode was only possible because my daughter is out of school. And today my episode is with her. I'm so happy to have my daughter, Jovina Vogel, back on the show. And because of the summer months, I get to spend more time with the kids. They're around more. I love it, because you guys know when school's in, we are like at every sporting event, practices, back and forth, trying to make meals, trying to find time to spend together, work. It's just pure madness. So we're finally done with club volleyball, and things get to like kind of level out. Now my other one is starting cheer. They start in the middle of summer. So it's just been a lot of like juggling things back and forth. But I'm so grateful for summer months and that just little bit of extra time, little bit of extra vacation with my kids. And then it gives me time to podcast with them. They are not easy to get back on the show because, you know, they're all at that age, that teenage age. And they're like, oh my God, mom. But Jovina's not afraid. And we are calling this episode Do It Scared Part 2, because Jovina was on before and we talked all about just facing our fears and how we're not going to take that away. We're going to do things scared no matter what. And this is part two. She has some life changes happening and she's had to make some really big decisions, and they're big decisions for a teenager. And I'm so proud of her for working through it. And we were sitting in the pool the other day talking. I'm like, hey, would you podcast on this with me? And she's like, sure. And I'm like, what? I was like blown away that she was like, okay. So she's getting more used to using her voice and speaking her mind and then sharing with others. I'm like, oh my God, this is so incredible, because it's not easy. And that's what this episode is about today. And she's sharing her story and her journey. It's just the cutest thing. And I share a little bit more about my journey and everything I've gone through with my marriage and divorce and, you know, just life in general. Life has just been a little crazy since April for us, and my kids have been there with me every step of the way. And it's amazing when you don't give up, you keep pushing through, and all of the hard life lessons that you have gone through and things that you have struggled with, and you're just like, oh my God, why is this happening to me? And you get to learn and twist that into it happened for me. When it comes full circle and you start to see that, holy crap, it's a beautiful thing. So that's my first message to you guys, is that keep going. Keep going when life is really fucking hard and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm even dealing with this right now. I can't believe that happened. How did I let this happen? How did I get in this situation? Erase all that shame and know that diamonds only grow from pressure, and humans are the same way. We only grow and become amazing and get to do amazing, badass things and develop an identity and have this identity shift of being a badass unless you go through hard shit. You will never meet a superhero that doesn't have a story. For real, you will never meet a millionaire or billionaire that didn't go bankrupt first. I mean, maybe, okay, that's not true. You could meet someone that didn't go bankrupt first, but a good majority of them have, and they've gone through just really low failing points of their life. And those points, low points, are so important for growth. But when you are in it and you are rock bottom, it's like, this is it. This is what takes me out. It's never getting better from here. Like, I'm just going to go under from here. This is it. And you just cry and the tears just come. And I'm telling you, keep going. Because when you feel like you're at rock bottom, you probably are, and you can't get any lower. You have nothing but space and air above you to climb up and to climb out. So this was a full circle moment for me. And Jovina's talking about high school things, right? And things that are happening in her life. And, you know, big picture, they're not that big a deal. You know, like, some of us we're adults and we're listening to this and might be like, okay, that's great, but I'm trying to figure out how to pay for my mortgage, or dealing with infertility, or a spouse that cheated, or, like, you know, big life events. But remember, experiences, trauma, all of that, man, that's so individual and we can't judge it. So I'm sharing that because her experience might not seem like that big a deal. However, it's her practicing having a voice. It's her practicing having to move forward, even though you're scared. And it's her practicing making big life choices and taking out, this is going to sound weird, but taking out the feelings of others and not worrying about other people think, because this is a huge, and I talk about this in the podcast, so I won't dive into it too much, but this is a huge part for adults, especially women. And we think and consider everyone else's feelings. And we're like, oh my God, but if I do that, how's that going to make her feel? And, you know, to an extent, yes, we need to be mindful of that, right? I'm always talking to my kids, like, don't be an asshole. Like, what you did, what you said, it affected them. And if you care about them, then you need to pay attention to that, right? Like, don't go around just flying your mouth off and not being aware of the consequences or how that makes others feel. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about making decisions and not making decisions for your life based on how other people feel. And we do that all the time. And I want more awareness around it. I do it. I still do it. And I've come so far and I have so much growth, and I still find myself going, yeah, but if I do that, then how is he going to feel, and what's going to happen? And but they're going to be sad. And I can't do that anymore. And I can't teach my kids how to not do that if I keep doing it. So I am a work in progress. Remember, success is not linear, you guys. It is all over the place. It's up and it's down, and then it's better and it's better, and then it's back a little bit, and then it's better and better. It's not linear. And we have to remind ourselves of that. So today we're talking about doing it scared, part two. You're going to do it. We're not going to take away your fears and emotions. You're just going to do it scared. And one of the biggest things that I didn't even realize, and Jovina tells the story in the episode, was we were talking a few weeks ago when she was trying to figure out, you know, decision that she needed to make and things like that. And I was like, you know, I can relate to this. I know it's a completely different situation, but I can relate to what you're saying. And I was telling her how, you know, when I was going through a divorce and divorcing her dad, and we were divorcing, there were a lot of choices and decisions that had to be made, and it affected other people. And I was telling her, like, look, to make that big of life choice, you think I didn't think about what other people would think? You're crazy. Everyone in this area knows Melissa and Jason, you know, and he has family that I've known for 20 years. And what would my family think? I can't be divorced. Like, what? What would the neighbors think? Like, what would everyone say and do? And how would I do this? How does that even work? How do I even move forward? And I had to think about myself, for myself, and my children, and remove everything else. And I was so afraid. But how other people would view and affect my situation and their feelings around it, it kept me stuck. It actually kept me paralyzed for a really long time. And that wasn't fair to him. That wasn't fair to me. It wasn't fair to my children. Like, you know, it's kind of like you get to a point where you're like, you got to shit or get off the pot. Like, what are you going to do? And I was stuck based on other people. And I was stuck based on fear. And she brings this up. She's so cute in the episode because she talks about how fear stands for, well, there's a couple of them. I can't remember which one she said now, but it's face everything and run or face everything and rise. And I was running, not in the right direction. And I had to choose rise. I had to actively choose to rise. And when I shared that story with her and I was reminding her, because, you know, like the kids are older now, so I can talk to them about this process a little bit differently and my experience, what I felt, what I was going through, what I was thinking, because that's fresh in my head still. And so I can talk to them differently about it. And I was sharing that with her. And little did I know that that story and what I had to face and do and deal with and overcome, that was like the tipping point for her. And it helped guide her and make a decision. And I still can't believe my rock bottom moment, my moment of like, what is happening to me? What am I doing? What is going on? How did I end up here? How is this my life? And being able to share that with my daughter, and it helped her make a decision. It was a huge moment. And I'm like, let's podcast on this. That's what this episode is all about today. And I'm so glad that we have it recorded. I'm so glad that it's going to help you guys. And her story, it's so sweet and so cute. And it's also a really good example of how sometimes we need to get out of our own way. And we need to not worry about what other people think about the decisions that we're going to make in our own life. So if you are on the fence and you need help making decisions, you need help feeling empowered, motivated, you're ready to go next level, definitely go to the show notes, click the link, book a call with me, send me a DM. Maybe we just go back and forth on Instagram or something. Send me an email. It's melissavogel@gmail.com. Send me an email. And let's talk. Let's see what you need to do next level. I do these calls all the time. They're free. We'll jump on 15, 20 minutes. Let's see what direction you need. Do you need one-on-one coaching? Can I help find you like a nutritionist? Can I help get you on the right program? What path do you need to take? Because deciding to not decide is still deciding. Write that down. All right, everyone. Enjoy the show. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Bomb Life Podcast. Today, I have Miss Jovina Vogel back on the show.
Hi.
Oh, my God. You guys, this is going to be good. It's going to be a good one. She's already giggling and laughing. Jovina, you've been on this show a couple times now.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 times.
This might be your fourth?
Yeah, because I was on it twice with my sisters.
And then
like once or twice.
Once solo?
Yeah.
Once solo, I think. She's the only one that I can kind of convince. I don't think I'll ever get my little one to do it. And my older one might come back. We might have hope of getting my oldest one back on. But people love when you come on the show. You know that?
Yeah. I like being on the show.
You're such a dork. you're so motivating. You really are. And we have been going through a lot in this family over the last couple months, just with new shifting and adjusting. And I feel like these kids have been through a lot with me, just in life in general. I mean, you guys know I'm divorced. I divorced her dad, God, 5.5 years ago now, 6 years. I don't even know.
5 years.
5 years ago now. How old were you then?
How old am I? 16.
You were 9, I think.
Sure. I don't know.
8. Yeah. 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And that's big change, you know, for a little 8-year-old. I know.
Holy crap.
You were just a baby, you know, and that's, we're going to talk about that here a little bit as well. And I'm just kind of bringing it up now because just talking about shift and change and like what we've been through as a family, like I just consider you and your sisters, like that's our little family unit now, you know? And you guys, any of you moms listening right now that have either been through a divorce or contemplating a divorce, I know there is a lot of fear surrounding it. And today we are talking all about fear. Jovian and I have talked about fear before on this episode. Mm-hmm. And we're actually going to call this episode Doing It Scared Part 2, because that's kind of become like our motto of like, we're going to do it.
Yep.
We're going to be scared AF, but we're going to just do it scared. And anyone listening that has been through like a divorce specifically, or has contemplated it, or just, you know, has been stuck in a world of like, oh my God, what do I do? This is going to rock not only my world, but others involved, it's going to rock their world. I'm going to tell you right now, like, if you feel like change is necessary and you just feel it in your gut and it's like not going anywhere, you need to listen to that. And I think us as women, we know what the right thing is in our gut. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, shh, and we like silence it and we don't move forward with it. And we'll talk a little bit more about the divorce and everything today. But I'm telling you right now, that divorce, yes, it will change your world. It will change your kids' world. But you have to listen to what's going on in here to help you move forward. And I'm not necessarily saying like, oh, yeah, go and like, you know, get a divorce and do all that. That might just mean, yeah, you need to go and start doing serious work and repair, or it might end in you going your separate ways. The point is just listen to your gut. And the second biggest point is don't let the fear of the unknown be what stops you. That is not a reason to move forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Jovina has been at crossroads now for a while. And with her, we have been talking about changing schools.
Mm-hmm.
And as a 16-year-old, she's now 16. As a 16-year-old, she's a sophomore in high school. She's had 2 years at the same high school and is now considering going to another high school.
The rival high school.
So that's a good point. Yeah, literally the rivals. And making a big, for a 16-year-old, I mean, for us adults, we're like, oh my God, changing schools. Like, who cares? Put yourself in being 16 again.
Yeah, like eternally, it's a lot bigger. Like the environment, the people, it's just big.
Everything. It's a massive change. And this was my idea. I kind of brought this up, I don't know, a few months ago now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember why?
I was complaining about my volleyball program at the school that I'm changing from and the coaches. And I think that was the root of it all.
Yeah, it was a rough year last year. It was really cool. Her freshman year, as you guys know, if you follow along, I coached them. My oldest was a senior.
I forgot you coached us.
How could you forget that?
It felt like such a long time ago.
Oh my God. That was like the best. That was like such the best like time frame of my life ever. My oldest was a senior. You were a freshman and I got to be an assistant coach on that team. And we didn't have like the best record, but it was just so amazing to watch you like, because she was defense, you know, and so she'd set up her sister and then her sister just crush it. And like, you can't get a kill unless you have the help, you know, unless you have a good pass. And it was just really cool. And then we got a new coach and my oldest graduated and it was a really tough year and experience. And
the whole program just like changed dramatically.
Yeah. But I'm like, hey, you know what? You're going to have things that you don't like and that you don't agree with. Mm-hmm. That's life. You know, welcome to life, kid. It's going to prepare you for your future. Well, now we're at a spot where, I don't know.
Do I really try and push through?
Yeah.
For the rest of my high school years that I only get for so long? Or do I do something about it?
Yeah. And we were like, what are we going to do with volleyball? And she had a good club year. And her club coach actually coaches at the other high school. So we're just talking about this. And then it's like other things academically. I felt like she spent the whole year bored in her classes. And then we're looking at like socially too, like not a whole lot of people, you know, for her to hang with. And that was always a problem. And like, I don't know, there was just like so many different areas of it. And we're like, what if you change schools? Mm-hmm. What was your first reaction when I said that to you?
I was like, no way. I couldn't change schools. Like, I wouldn't do that. It's just like, it's a big like mindset thing. I'd be leaving my best friend. I'd be leaving all the coaches that love me. I'd be leaving the sports teams, like the connections I've made.
Mm-hmm. There was like so much surrounding that for her of like, but what about this? And what about that? What about that? And at first she was like, no way. There's no way that this is going to happen.
Like, as much as I hate the school, would I really leave?
I know. And again, you guys, put yourself as a 16-year-old. Like, that's just crazy. Well, we've gotten closer, you know, to the summer ending and the school year ending. And I kept pushing her. And she would start to get mad at me. Like, we'd get in the car and she'd be like, I don't want to talk about it right now. And I'd be like, well, you know, I got to make some phone calls. Your dad has to make some phone calls. Like, we need to get this ball rolling. We need to find out, like, if you switch schools, how many games do you have to sit out? You know, because when you're a transfer and then the new season starts, so kids don't school jump, you have to sit out so many games and whatever. And we'd be like, what does that look like? Like, is it even worth it? What if you go and transfer schools and you have to sit out half the season? Like, is that dumb? But there were other reasons why we were switching schools. And she would get very frustrated at it. And then she'd get very emotional because of the fear and being scared. She ended up making this decision that she was going to switch. So take us through that process. What got you from being like, I am, mom, you're crazy, I'm not going to do that, to let's go, I'm going to do this?
It was the one big like switch was when you told me the story about the divorce, because I had so much like fear running through my head and all these what ifs and like being like, well, what if I did? What if I didn't? What if I did? What if I didn't? Like, and I was so scared of regret. But then I realized like there's regret at both ends of it. If I stay at the high school, then I'm going to be like mid volleyball season or mid track season or mid school year.
Yeah.
Because just the school's environment, I just don't enjoy it. It's not just volleyball. But what if I get mid school year and I'm like, I really wish I would have changed.
Mm-hmm.
But then what if I go to my new school and it's like, I really wish I would have stayed.
Mm-hmm.
But at least if I changed schools, like, I would have known, like, at least I did it. I don't know how to say it.
Hey, Bomb Life fam, I have a question for you. Are you the kind of person who crushes it at work, shows up for your family, checks off every to-do list, but when it comes to your fitness, your energy, and your confidence, it feels like something's missing? You might be doing the workouts, listening to all the right podcasts. I mean, you are listening to this one. But deep down, you know you're just kind of going through the motions and you're done playing small in this area of life. That's exactly why I created Fit Mind Coaching, my private one-on-one program for high-achieving women and men who are ready to level up. This isn't just another fitness plan. This is about building the body and the mindset to match the life you're working so damn hard for. Because success in business means nothing if you're hiding in hoodies, avoiding mirrors, or dragging through your day with zero energy, or showing up on Zoom meetings feeling good from the chest up, but praying no one ever sees what's going on below the screen. We're talking about fat loss, muscle building, and real confidence that bleeds into every area of your life, your boardroom, your bedroom, and your parenting. You want it all? Good. You should have it all. Let's go. Click the link in the show notes and book your free call with me today. Let's build the strongest, most confident version of you inside and out. You're ready for more, and I'm ready to show you how. Back to the show. Well, you wouldn't have that regret, you know. At least you know you took the steps to try something new.
Yeah, at least it's like the fear of the unknown, like whatever you said. Like, at least I found out. At least I did it.
Tell me more about that story. Like, because she told me this before and I just was like, what? That, because, I mean, you know the story. You lived it. We've talked about it before of divorce. What part of that got to you?
The one where you were like, when you started talking about what other people thought of you and how you had to put everything aside, because me moving schools, like, it would make everybody talk behind my back.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would have a different like mindset about me and they'd think I'm like a traitor and a terrible person. But when you started to say that you had to forget what all those other people thought about you and like, if they thought that you were tearing your family apart, like, you had to put all that aside and do what's best for you personally. And like, that's all that matters. So then I was like, wait, you're right. I have to do what's right for me, not anybody else. I can't live my life based on other people's thoughts and emotions.
And isn't it crazy, like, how much we do that?
Yeah.
We make massive life choices and decisions based on other people's feelings, thoughts, and emotions and what they're going to think and everything.
Yeah, this decision really made me realize that.
And I kept asking her, because when she would tell me no, and I'd be like, okay, well, let's dive in, because this is what I do. And I'm like, well, why? Why can't you? Why could you never do this? Why could you? What makes it impossible? And she'd be like, oh my God, I'd be letting down my old team.
Mm-hmm. It was letting down my teammates, letting down my coaches, letting down my teachers, all of that.
I'm like, okay, hold on. You mean to tell me that—
Letting down my friends.
Your friends? You mean to tell me that you're going to make a decision based on everyone else's thoughts, feelings, emotions, and everything? And it wasn't a judging question. It was like something serious that we had to stop and go, oh, oh my God, I am.
Yeah.
I am. And the story that she was talking about that I told her, I was like, I know what you're going through. And I know this is completely different. I know that this is a whole different level. I mean, we're talking about a marriage and children and changing schools. However, it's so similar because I was like, I knew what had to be done. My gut was speaking to me. Mm-hmm. I knew what change had to happen. And there were so many outside factors that I was letting guide me that should have never guided me. And I was telling her, I'm like, we live in Canyon Lake, California. Everyone knows everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone knew Melissa and Jason. Like, they're married. What do you mean? They live over here. And this is the house and the boat and like everything that they have. Everyone knew me as that and that identity. And people would talk and people did talk. And I lost a lot of people that I thought were my ride and die. They were not dying with me. They were not riding with me or dying with me. And I was like, the family that I lost, like the family that, you know, I had known for 20 years, you know, like that was, I had to like let that go. But all that was impacting me. I'm like, oh my God, I could never do this without like, what, I'm just not going to know them anymore. Like, what are they going to think of me? What are they? And a lot of nasty things were said about me, unfortunately, yeah, to my children. We can't ignore the fact that we make decisions based on other people. And this whole episode today is to help everyone realize like when you are doing it. I don't think that we'll ever stop, especially because you're like, you're good people. We're good people. We teach our kids to care about other people's feelings, right? Like, we don't want to raise assholes.
It doesn't mean I don't care. It just means I can't put their needs over mine.
No.
Or their emotions and feelings over mine.
And that's what I was doing. And I had to tell her, like, I think we were in the car that day when I was telling you about the divorce. I think I was picking you up from school. And I was like, you have no idea how scared I was. You have no idea how terrifying it was to take that next step. I had one credit card. I like didn't know how to turn on water or electricity to like a rental. And I'm like, how do you even rent a place? How do you even do that? Talk about being scared.
Yeah.
And I was sharing this with her. And I think, you know, sharing life lessons that we've learned are great teaching tools for kids later. Little did I know at that time that this would be a great lesson to help, you know, teach my children. But I had to share that with her and it was really hard. And I had to tell her, like, I didn't even know what I was going to do. And then our house, it sold in less than 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. I knew that.
I had 2 weeks to pack that entire house. And do you have any idea how hard it is to sit on your kid's bedroom floor and have a dad box and a mom box? And I did all of that. And I had to like divide everything. Talk about fear. Talk about doing it anyways, because you know what you have to do, even though that other side, once you go out that door, it's ugly, it's dark, it's scary, it's unknown. And I loved that we were able to talk and work through this with her schooling as well, you know, and like, okay, if we take all the coaches and the friends and the teammates and everything out of the equation, what's left? Like, what else would keep you there?
The only thing I thought about was the track team, because mm-hmm. the track team itself is, they were D1 last year and they're D2 this year because the school got smaller or the yep. program got smaller. But that itself is a good like team, and the coaching, like yeah. I like the head coach's coaching. He's my favorite coach I've ever had, probably. That's the only thing that I considered.
Yeah, that was tough.
Make me stay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, track is an individual sport.
Yeah.
So I could still do it and go to CIF and stuff at the new school.
Right. And still keep thriving even if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there was that aspect. But again, once we took out everyone else's feelings and emotions, she had like the opportunity to sit there and like really think about this. Am I doing this for myself? And the only other reason why I wouldn't change and create change for my life is because of other people. Like what?
Yeah. And because I really did build like friendships at
of course
the previous school. So that was sad mm-hmm. to leave, especially with my best friend. But
I mean, you got it still again.
But then you told me the story of how you and your best friend went to different schools and it just made your connection even stronger. So it's like, yeah, we hang out all the time outside of school. What's it going to matter?
Yeah. Yep. And it's such a cool moment to like sit there and lay everything out and just be like, okay, facts and feelings. What's our facts? What's our feelings? Right?
Mm-hmm.
How do we move through this? And I'm just so glad that she came on here and wanted to share the story and was willing to share the story, because you guys can apply this to like any areas of life, right? Like any life choice, whether it's major with deciding to get divorced or not, or moving, changing schools, taking your kid and sending them to the different daycare, like they're, you know, at anything. Start separating. Is this fact or is this feelings? And like, are you making these decisions based on other things? Now, we had other things happen that sent me emotionally into overdrive, like with a authority figure. She went and had a conversation with this authority figure, and this authority figure shoulder checked my daughter. And the moment I found out that happened, I was like,
I went into it with such like an open and positive mind. And then that happened. And then
the talking to the person.
Yes. And then my respect level just dropped so fast. And then I was like, why am I here? What am I doing?
It changed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. She went up to this authority figure and was like, hey, blah, 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 blah. And was like, calm, collective. And it was a conversation about the upcoming season. And the response to her was very childish, very short. And then this person walked at her and like shoulder checked her. You weren't in a narrow space. You weren't in like a hallway.
Nope.
And this person made physical contact with my child. And when she got in the car and told me that, I wanted to just like explode. And I wanted to turn the car around. And she's like, don't, mom, don't. And I'm like, you're right. Because I'm going to respond out of reaction, emotion. I'm going to respond out of emotion, not reaction. I'm definitely going to respond out of emotion. I'm like, woosah, we need to breathe and calm through this. And now, like, what are you going to do? What decision are you going to make? So I bring that story up because it's interesting. When things happen and you're like, I don't know what to do. The universe will give you signs. Mm-hmm. God will give you signs if you just open your eyes and look for them. And I think that happening was a major sign.
It was.
I think it was like, oh, you need help making this decision? Let me just preview of what will happen this season for you. And
if I was still at that school right now and I wasn't in the transfer process, I'd be so unhappy. It would be ruining my summer.
Yeah. And if I was still in the same position, I would have been so unhappy. And my good friend, she's actually been on the show, Veronica Cisneros. She's been on here a few times. And she, when I was going through a lot of like hard choices, I said to her and was like, or she said to me, if you are in the same position next year and nothing has changed, and if you're in the same position, like, are you okay with that? Like, same position. And I was like, no. I was like, oh my God. None of that is okay. If I am here in the same exact position in a year from now, I can't do it. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I can't. And that scared me. That propelled me. That little part. So I just wanted you guys to hear from, you know, someone else, give her an opportunity to share her story and her thoughts and fears around it. Anything else you want to share about it? Or like what? I don't know. Anything else that you want to
do it scared? Literally. That's like the best piece of advice I've ever been given.
From who? You're
you. Like, no, just in general, like that. It really just switched everything. Like, it really just switches your mindset. Just do things anyway.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do it.
Like, what's on the other side of fear? I saw this thing and it was like, face everything. Fear can either stand for face everything and rise, or fear everything and run.
Yep.
Like, what's on the other side of fear? There's so many possibilities. Just do it.
And it's not going away. And that was one thing that was really important for me to tell her, is like, we're not going to take away your fear, because fear keeps us safe.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Fear is part of our brain and how we live and think and act and feel for a reason. It keeps us safe. It keeps us from jumping into fire. And if we see something in danger, like run, you know, like that's our response. Fear is, it plays a role. It should. But we can't let it be our guiding light. And I'm not going to take away that fear. You don't have to not be afraid to go to the school. You don't have to be afraid of what could happen.
Well, I am afraid to an extent, but I'm more excited than scared.
Yeah.
So.
And that's a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You get to choose whether or not you're going to be more excited or more fearful.
Mm-hmm.
That is a choice. And that all starts in here. And then the body and everything else will just follow.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not taking away your fear. You get to be fearful. You get to be scared. But we're going to take action and we're going to move forward. And we're just going to do it scared. Part 2.
Yes.
So I hope you guys all can take this fun little lesson and story, share it with your kids, and just let them know that, like, yeah, life is hard. There's going to be a lot of hard choices to make. Be very aware of others' feelings and emotions that you're letting come in and guide you, because you don't have to. You can make decisions all on your own for you and what's best for you. And that doesn't make you a bitch. Boundaries don't make you a bitch. Putting yourself first doesn't make you a bitch. And how many females struggle with that, right? Of like, oh my God, I gotta give and I gotta give and I gotta give. And if I don't, then it makes me look like a bad mom, or it makes me look like a bad friend or a bad teammate or whatever. And it doesn't. Everyone is responsible for themselves, because no one is coming to save you.
Nope.
No one. So thanks for coming on today, Joe. Any last words?
Nope.
All right, everyone. Go enjoy the rest of your summer. And as always, follow on Instagram. It's Melissa Vogel. Write in. We love answering your questions. And if you have any other topics that you want us to cover, I'm always open. I love reading your guys' messages and stuff. So everyone stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time. The Bottom Life podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The content shared here is not intended as medical, legal, or professional advice. Always consult with a qualified professional before making any health, fitness, financial, or legal decisions. The opinions shared on this podcast are personal experiences and insight. So if you need expert guidance, go find the right professional for you. Thanks for listening.
How many times have you wished you could be in two places at once? With Wix, you practically can. Wix's website builder is packed with powerful AI tools to make running your business online easier. Build a full site just by talking with AI. Get an AI agent to manage your sales and marketing. Or work like a 10-person team, even if it's just you. So you don't need superpowers to get everything done. You just need Wix. Try it now for free at Wix.com.